Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I want to introduce you to one of the people in this industry who works very hard and who works in very different areas of the industry and stays enthusiastic. Tourism is everybody's business. And Fairuz October holiday, or the other way around. Sorry, Fairuz is Fairuz holiday October. And welcome to the studio, and it is absolutely amazing to have you here because you are really one of the firebrands of this industry.
Thank you, Jolene. How should I say? Shukran Jamakasi, Jolene, for introducing me as that. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor to be in your space because you're one of the trailblazers yourself. You know, that people out there really know that. I don't think many of them do, and there's a lot that need to know that at the same time. And, you know, especially being a woman in industry, you've taken the lead in so many things, you know, and I'm so glad to be in your space. Thank you for that.
Well, that is so good to hear, but thank you very much. How did you start in the industry?
You know, Jolene, I was actually asked to be a driver at the one event that was happening, and I said, okay, yes, I'll do that. You know, and I thought to myself, like, wow, this was an amazing experience. You know, why not go and do something in that space? But yeah, I was in car rental. I was in banking first, left banking, went into car rental, worked at the Table Bay Hotel. Am I giving accolades here to people as I go along? I don't know, but yeah. I basically, you know, kind of job shadowed, understudied, was for Barak as I went along to go and find out, you know, what's happening in those industries, and kind of sat back to understand, you know, where do I want myself to fit in? Not where do I fit in, where do I want myself to fit in? And I thought, I have a passion for people, places, spaces, you know. So I think collectively, a tourist guide is probably the best space that I would need to find.
So you did research?
I did.
Okay, good.
Research in a way of, like, you know, asking people questions of what do you do? And you know, looking at the tourism industry at the time, I was like, do I fit in here? As we know, it was a white male-dominated space to be in. I'm a Muslima, I'm a Muslim woman. You know, where do I see myself fit in? And I thought to myself, you know, just do. Go ahead and see, you know. I also want to pay tribute to Sali Firthray, you know. He owned Sunliner Tours at the time. And he'd given me opportunities where I could, you know, go on tours. But the most beautiful thing was he was always like, where's your pen and your paper, you know? So I would sit in the back of the van and take notes, or I'd be in the front and take notes. And, you know, Jolene, nowadays, well, when I guide, it's almost like I can hear him speak, and those are the words that actually filter through, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it meant a lot because, you know, here was this fountain of knowledge of a man. And at the same time, I was listening to him, how he actually, you know, told those stories. Mm. And at the same time, how people would sit back and be like just in awe of, you know, what was coming out of his mouth. Mm. And I was like, wow, what a way of an introduction to an industry. And yes, you know, I wasn't a guide for a long while, and did guiding in 1995, I think.
Yep.
First course.
Sounds very familiar.
Can't take longer. Yeah. Robford, yeah. If you remember, a long
yes.
time ago. Yeah, but prior to that, yes, I was an illegal guide, and I admit to that. Mm. Because at the end of the day, we think that it's okay just to take people on a tour and get remunerated for it, and then that's the end of the story. Yes, when you take your family members out, you know, showing them from around Cape Town, whether they're domestic or whether they're international, that's okay. But the minute there's money involved, where people are paying you for the services you're rendering as a tourist guide, then you need to draw the line, you know, because there's an industry that governs that part of the business. So got myself accredited, and then was a tourist guide. Long journey, tough journey, hard journey. I think many people, you know, when they see tourist guides today, they think, oh, I need to be in that industry. But do you understand the dynamics around that industry? It's late night working. You miss out on socials. You miss out on birthdays, on so many things, you know, that if you, you're geared up for stuff like that. The industry doesn't tell you that unless when you're in it, you see, oh my goodness, I can't get off on this day. I can't, can I swap? But guiding is also, you know, tourism is about you as an individual. There's just not another you, you know? So when people understand you and what you bring to the table and how dynamic you are and how diverse you are and what you do, then they want to keep on booking you. Mm-hmm. But there's only one you.
Yes.
So how do you make sure that, you know, that you can then be extended into different spaces and places? And it's very difficult, Olin. And you know
absolutely how difficult it is.
1 minute you are in the Kruger Park. The next minute you're sitting on the border of Namibia somewhere. And I mean,
exactly.
That's the life. But then again, it's not easy just to be sitting in the Kruger Park and on the border of Namibia. You need to be accredited to be in those spaces at the same time. So it's all about getting, you know, kind of identifying where you want to be, number
yes.
one. Getting the right information and the right accreditations to that to take you on that journey for the destination at the end of the day. Because it's easy. We have so many people doing things like that illegally. It's just moving, you know, as you're going along. But at the end of the day, there are people that have been taken time out, spent money, done the course, but they're not getting the opportunities in that space.
That's it, yes.
You know?
Yes. So there's a lot more than just the course that you have to do. There's the marketing,
yes.
forming relationships.
It's so important,
yeah.
you know, and you need to be URL. You have to. When there's a workshop or something, go to it, you know. There's a million workshops happening, but you need to sit and strategically say, like, listen, this is where I'm going to, and what are the outcomes of that? You know, it's not just they're going to have tea and cake and whatever you're having at the workshop. It's about, you know, connecting with the right people, you know, getting the right information, exchanging. And like I said to somebody yesterday at a workshop, when they said to me, oh, hello, you know, I want to talk. I said, sorry, I don't drink coffee any longer.
Uh-huh.
I now drink tea.
Oh, okay.
Because that coffee date is long expired, you know. It's like doing meaningful connections and
yes.
being intentional about what you do,
yeah.
you know. And our industry is very tough. I went to a workshop, had a dynamic woman standing on a podium saying, if you are sitting in a space and things are going wrong in that space and you still find yourself complacent in that space, you are in the wrong space.
Oops, yeah, okay.
And I thought, okay, that she's talking to me. Today I am resigning from that company. And that's what I did the exact same day I resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had that meeting in a hotel. I walked past the GM's door of that hotel and he called me, said, Faye, was telling me, I want to know, are you available maybe for the next 7 days for six people? I said, but of course I am.
Good.
You know?
Yes.
So
yeah,
I was
exactly.
in the wrong space for a long while.
Yeah.
You know, till I had to step out of
yes.
that. And I did the tour. But that night I got home, I said to my husband, let's start a company. He said, we don't have money. You know, with what? And I said, what are the challenges that we face as tourist guides? The first thing is halal food.
Uh-huh.
It's not accessible
yes.
in all the spaces we travel to. The company I worked with never went and gave back to communities. So how are we going to do those kind of things? I said, the only thing now is I'm going to my dad. I went to my father in the next room. I said, Daddy, please, can you please give me 200 rand? He said to me, 200? Only 200 rand for what? I said, Daddy, we want to start a company. I want to go and register it. It cost 175 rand. He said to me, Bismillah, you know, the name of God, yeah, Bismillah. Take it, all the best with it. And you know, those words, those blessings that you get because you're wanting to do something good, you want to change the lives of people, you want to give back to a community, you want to do and fulfill your obligations. I went the next day to CIPC. I went to tell my husband, so what's the name of the company? And he said, okay, halal, and where are we going from here to the hopping? Okay, halal hopper. And that's how the name of the business came along.
A tour operating business. Just like that.
Just like that. You know, but it's like when you go to CIPC, and I want to tell people, when you go to CIPC, have the three names that you are thinking about, the one that you want, the one that's second almost like that, and a third one. But be prepared when you go and register this because they ask you that. So you don't want to go and stand and think and wait and whatever and close up the screen again and be prepared. I registered different names. And Halal Hopper was the one that was accepted. That was in February. By September, I still never had the paperwork from CIPC. Ooh, so okay. I was like, oh gosh, but no.
Yeah.
But in that time, Jolene, I looked around for jobs and nobody wanted to employ me. And I feel sometimes, are my buddies sitting in those big companies thinking, if we give Faders this job, maybe she's going to overshadow us. My boss is not going to look at me any longer. They're going to look at her. It's not about that. You know, it's about teamwork. It's about collaborating. It's not about competition here. The 17th of September, Halal Hopper was born.
Amazing.
Jolene, December of 2018, we had our first 65 people from Malaysia.
What? 65?
65. Wow. You know? But, and you know, that's also connections, having conversations with people, you know. That's Ishak, you know, he's an amazing soul. He was like, you know, do this. Yes. People will come. And yes, there we are today, you know. Challenges, obstacles, you know, who are you? New kid on the block. What's this halal thing? You know, what are you doing? People ask me, why did you start a company like that? Lots of negativity and yes. Lots of positivity. But you need to stay focused, you know. I needed to do this because there was no income. But okay. Jolene, what stands on my counter in my kitchen and today in my little office is a peanut butter jar.
Yes.
It takes me back to where I was before we started Halal Hopper. So, but I still want to tell people that, you know, don't lose hope. Mm-hmm. Sit back, just breathe and think about, you know, who am I? You know, what difference, what value can I add into the tourism industry? Because like you said, tourism is everybody's business. So really, I'm making it my business.
Absolutely.
Right?
So what do you do on these Halal Hopper tours?
Okay. So what we do, Jolene, is our slogan is we don't do different things. We do it differently.
Okay.
All right. So when we take it to Robben Island, we call it Islam on the Island.
Okay.
You're going on the Robben Island tour, yes. But influential people, a person is buried on that island.
Yes.
That contributed to the growth of Islam here on the mainland. So these are the stories that we bring in, yeah? We take you to where the two oceans don't meet, where many people get confused with. Yeah. So we take you to Cape Point, but we do it differently, yeah? Mm-hmm. So on our tours, we make sure that we have, you know, the prayer times, the midday prayer times, we have that on the itineraries. We make sure that we have halal food for our guests. And I know that the transformation in industries happening where people are, you know, looking at halal and seeing how they can plug it into their business to accommodate the Muslim traveler, but not the halal friendly part of it, because that doesn't exist. It's either halal or it's not halal.
Or it's not halal.
So it must be halal certified. Yeah. So when we're in spaces where we don't find restaurants that can accommodate that, we have, and it's not an alternative, it's people that we use already in industry, are people's homes, you know,
right,
where locals can offer that halal food and have a conversation and meet people and bring them into their space. So when we're going to, for example, Cape Point, if you're going through Simonstown, there isn't a halal restaurant. Mm-hmm. But what do? We make use of the Simonstown Heritage Museum.
Uh-huh.
They fill the space. We've got a local lady that lives there that comes to cook. So, you know, they offer those kinds of experiences as you go along. So it's not like halal, okay, it isn't, so we can't do it.
Mm.
No, we can. Yeah. So there's different ways in which we approach it.
Involving people in the community.
So yes, again, it takes you back to why Halal Hopper started.
Yes.
The company before never ever contributed to communities, and that's what we do. We want to contribute to communities and make sure people have that connection, you know. We also do like cooking experiences, and what we do is we focus on the Cape Flats.
Uh-huh.
Because
right.
Money does not come into the Cape Flats when it comes to revenue from tourism. So how do we get that into our spaces at the end of the day? Where we do cooking experiences. We do it in Newfields, in Athlone, sometimes in Goodwood, Makassar. We go all the way to Makassar. So people know of Makassar itself. So the Rise of Islam, it's one of our tours we also do, is called the Rise of Islam at the Cape. So many people think it started in the Boer Cup. It didn't. It started in a place called Zandvlei in Makassar, Zandvliet. Not the Zandvliet Musenberg, not that one.
Zandvliet, yes.
I mean, you read the book, the author. So, yeah, we take them there. What I must say is that we get a big chunk of people that come from South Africa, especially from Limpopo province, that go on our tours.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. That's wonderful.
And I asked them why, and they say because we're a ladies' organization. When you say halal, we know we're going to look after us, you know? Church groups come with us.
Amazing.
And families travel with us because they say, we know you don't have alcohol, so good for our kids, you know? Non-Muslim people I'm talking about.
Farouz, this is amazing, the success story that you're telling me.
you know?
And you've told us about the struggles that you had to get where you are. And I knew I was going to talk to you, and I was so excited because you actually make things happen.
You know, Jolene, we know that there's so many people of diverse groups that are out there right now. And at the end of the day, you know, we have to be inclusive as we go along. And when we come to halal, that is part of somebody's religion. So, you know, how do we cater to the needs of those people? We want people to travel to our beautiful city and country. Do we cater to their needs at the end of the day? And I think with Halal Hopper, yes, we do cater to the needs. We just don't say so. We do it. You know, at the end of the day, your itineraries have your prayer times on it. It's it takes you to places, you know, that you are not going to be inconvenienced, maybe where there's alcohol around you or stuff like that, because those kind of things. Because when you say, for example, our itineraries, we don't say we take you to the winelands. We take you to the Cape Grape Route.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's innovative.
We have to balance, exactly. Because you don't only go to the winelands because of alcohol.
No,
exactly. You go to the giraffes, you can go to strawberries. There's so many different things that you can do. You know?
Beautiful towns and beautiful scenery.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So we change the wording so that people can see it connects with halal.
Mm.
If I say the winelands and halal, that doesn't really sound too great, does it?
No, it doesn't really.
But when I say the Cape Grape Route,
yeah.
It extends itself, you know, the longest route in the world at the end of the day. So, yeah, those are the kind of things that... So we had to really sit and do the word play around so that people can understand where you're going to, but it's still in line with the religion.
You still see what you need to see.
Absolutely.
And do what you need to do. That's amazing. Any advice that you would give newcomers to the industry?
Newcomers to the industry... Like you said, tourism is everybody's business. And I believe that there are plug-ins from every single industry that plugs into tourism. I believe that people need to understand who they are and how they can make a difference in the lives of others. You know, the story you tell, it's your story. People want to hear, you know, about you as an individual. But, you know, when it comes to tourist guiding, you can only go as so far. No politics, you know, no religion, that type of thing. But... there's lots of different spaces that one can plug into tourism. And I do find that there's lots of niches as well, you know. Look at those niches and see whose problem you're going to solve.
Aha, uh-huh. That's a very good thing.
Yeah. So when you go into a space and you want to start out in something, ask yourself the question, whose problem are you going to solve? And then I want to say to Tracy van der Merwe, when during COVID, I was in a program with Siaka. I'm a mentee of Table Mountain Aerial Cableway. And Siaka gave me these coaches during COVID. And when we started up, was in 2018. COVID was the very next year, isn't it?
Yes, right.
The end of the next year. So here was Tracy, and she kept on telling me, you know, Farouz, you are solving somebody's problem, and the problem you solve is that halal. You're solving someone's problem. So the world is your oyster. There are so many different niches in tourism, you know. You just need to sit back and think, you know, how do I get people to the space? And just remember one thing, there's no competition, it's collaboration.
Aha, very good advice there. Farouz, I'm so glad that you were here. And listeners, I told you that this is a woman who does many things, wins awards and all kinds of things, but a lot of success in her tourism career. Maurice, thank you so much for being here.
Before you go,
yeah.
We also started the Halal Tourism Association of South Africa, which is a need to have because, you know, we do awareness training about halal. People can understand what it's about because sometimes people say, oh, I know halal. It's just people that don't eat bacon and pork. And it's not just about that. It's so much other things, you know, around that. So we go in to do awareness workshops, and they're free, the awareness workshops. We only charge for the training that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So just another element, and, you know, it's a voice for the industry at the same time.
Which is a definite, definite important niche for the industry, this part.
Yeah.
Farise is also part of Women in Tourism.
Oh, yes.
Which is a very exciting new movement. And it's not that new, but it's a very exciting movement that women can make a difference in tourism as well.
Absolutely, yes. We are strong, phenomenal women that sit at the executive. We have amazing members. We also have Ben as our members as well, because we're not a feminist organization. We get men to be part of our membership, but they just got to vote. Otherwise, it will be their space. So, yes, we avail that platform for women, you know, to network, to workshop, to be intentional about what they do in the industry, so that, you know, opportunities arise. And, of course, we put out those opportunities to women in the industry.
A safe space for us.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here. I really appreciated talking to you, and I enjoyed it, like always.
Thank you so much, Jolene. It was good being here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.